Nah. Damn it. Proper English. I sit up straight. I mean, no, ma'am. We were talking when the fight occurred. Okay, so you two left. Where were you going? He offered to take me home or to my father's grocery store. Before we could decide, 115 pulled us over. Who? She asks. The officer. That's his badge number, I say. I remember it. Wilkes scribbles. I see, Gomez says. Can you describe what happened next? I don't think I'll ever forget what happened. But saying it out loud, that's different. And hard. My eyes prickle. I blink, staring at the table. Mama rubs my back. Look up, Star. My parents have this thing where they never want me or my brothers to talk to somebody without looking them in their eyes. They claim that a person's eyes say more than their mouth and that it goes both ways. If we look someone in their eyes and mean what we say, they should have little reason to doubt us. I look at Gomez. Khalil pulled over to the side of the road and turned the ignition off, I say. 115 put his brights on. He approached the window and asked Khalil for his license and registration. Did Khalil comply? Gomez asks. He asked the officer why he pulled us over first. Then he showed his license and registration. Did Khalil seem irate during this exchange? Annoyed, not irate, I say. He felt that the cop was harassing him. Did he tell you this? No, but I could tell. I assumed the same thing myself. Shit. Gomez scoots closer. Maroon lipstick stains her teeth, and her breath smells like coffee. And why was that? Breathe. The room isn't hot. You're nervous. Because we weren't doing anything wrong, I say. Khalil wasn't speeding or driving recklessly. It didn't seem like he had a reason to pull us over. I see. What happened next? The officer forced Khalil out the car. Forced? She says. Yes, ma'am. He pulled him out. Because Khalil was hesitant, right? Mama makes this throaty sound. Like she was about to say something but stopped herself. She purses her lips and rubs my back in circles. I remember what Daddy said. Don't let them put words in your mouth. No, ma'am, I say to Gomez. He was getting out on his own, and the officer yanked him the rest of the way. She says, I see again. But she didn't see it, so she probably doesn't believe it. What happened next? She asks. The officer patted Khalil down 3 times. 3? Yeah, I counted. Yes, ma'am. He didn't find anything. He then told Khalil to stay put while he ran his license and registration. But Khalil didn't stay put, did he? She says. He didn't pull the trigger on himself either. Shit, your fucking big mouth. The detectives glance at each other, a moment of silent conversation. The walls move in closer. The grip around my lungs returns. I pull my shirt away from my neck. I think we're done for today, Mama says, taking my hand as she starts to stand up. But Mrs. Carter, we're not finished. I don't care. Mom, I say, and she looks down at me. It's okay. I can do this. She gives them a glare similar to the one she gives me and my brothers when we've pushed her to her limit. She sits down, but holds on to my hand. Okay, Gomez says. So he patted Khalil down and told him he would check his license and registration. What next? Khalil opened the driver's side door and, pow! Pow!
Blood.
Tears crawl down my cheeks. I wipe them on my arm.
The officer shot him.
Do you? Gomez starts, but Mama holds a finger toward her. Could you please give her a second? She says. It sounds more like an order than a question. Gomez doesn't say anything. Wilkes scribbles some more. My mom wipes some of my tears for me. Whenever you're ready, she says. I swallow the lump in my throat and nod. Okay, Gomez says, and takes a deep breath. Do you know why Khalil came to the door, Star? I think he was coming to ask if I was okay. You think? I'm not a telepath. Yes, ma'am. He started asking, but didn't finish because the officer shot him in the back. More salty tears fall on my lips. Gomez leans across the table. We all want to get to the bottom of this, Star. We appreciate your cooperation. I understand this is hard right now. I wipe my face on my arm again. Yeah. Yeah. She smiles and says in that same sugary, sympathetic tone, Now, do you know if Khalil sold narcotics? Pause. What the fuck? My tears stop. For real, my eyes get dry with the quickness. Before I can say anything, my mom goes, What does that have to do with anything? It's only a question, Gomez says. Do you, Star? All the sympathy, the smiles, the understanding. This chick was baiting me. Investigating or justifying? I know the answer to her question. I knew it when I saw Khalil at the party. He never wore new shoes. And jewelry? Those little 99-cent chains he bought at the beauty supply store didn't count. Ms. Rosalie just confirmed it. But what the hell does that have to do with him getting murdered? Is that supposed to make all of this okay? Gomez tilts her head. Star, can you please answer the question? I refuse to make them feel better about killing my friend. I straighten up, look Gomez dead in her eyes, and say, I never saw him sell drugs or do drugs. But do you know if he sold them? She asks. He never told me he did, I say. Which is true. Khalil never flat out admitted it to me. Do you have knowledge of him selling them? I heard things. Also true. She sighs. I see. Do you know if he was involved with the King Lords? No. The Garden Disciples? No. Did you consume any alcohol at the party? She asks. I know that move from Law and Order. She's trying to discredit me. No, I don't drink. Did Khalil? Well, wait one second, Mama says. Are y'all putting Khalil and Star on trial? Or the cop who killed him? Wilkes looks up from his notes. I don't quite understand, Mrs. Carter. Gomez sputters. You haven't asked my child about that cop yet. Mama says, you keep asking her about Khalil, like he's the reason he's dead. Like she said, he didn't pull the trigger on himself. We just want the whole picture, Mrs. Carter. That's all. 115 killed him, I say, and he wasn't doing anything wrong. How much of a bigger picture do you need? 15 minutes later, I leave the police station with my mom. Both of us know the same thing. This is going to be some bullshit. 7. Khalil's funeral is Friday, tomorrow, exactly 1 week since he died. I'm at school, trying not to think about what he'll look like in the coffin. How many people will be there? What he'll look like in the coffin. If other people will know I was with him when he died. What he'll look like in the coffin. I'm failing at not thinking about it. On the Monday night news, they finally gave Khalil's name in the story about the shooting, but with a title added to it. Khalil Harris, a suspected drug dealer. They didn't mention that he was unarmed. They said that an unidentified witness had been questioned and that the police were still investigating. After what I told the cops, I'm not sure what's left to investigate. In the gym, everyone's changed into their blue shorts and gold Williamson t-shirts, but class hasn't started yet. To pass time, some of the girls challenged some of the boys to a basketball game. They're playing on one end of the gym, the floor squeaking as they run around. The girls are all, "Stop!" when the guys guard them, flirting, Williamson style. Haley, Maya, and I are in the bleachers on the other end. On the floor, some guys are supposedly dancing, trying to get their moves ready for prom. I say supposedly because there's no way that shit can be called dancing. Maya's boyfriend, Ryan, is the only one even close, and he's just doing the dab. It's his go-to move. He's a big, wide-shouldered linebacker, and it looks a little funny, but that's an advantage of being the sole black guy in class. You can look silly and still be cool. Chris is on the bottom bleacher, playing one of his mixes on his phone for them to dance to. He glances over his shoulder at me. I have two bodyguards who won't allow him near me. Maya on one side, cheering Ryan on, and Haley, who's laughing her ass off at Luke and recording him. They're still pissed at Chris. I'm honestly not. He made a mistake, and I forgive him. The Fresh Prince theme and his willingness to embarrass himself helped with that. But that moment he grabbed my hands and I flashed back to that night, it's like I suddenly really, really realized that Chris is white, just like 115. And I know I'm sitting here next to my white best friend, but it's almost as if I'm giving Khalil, Daddy, Seven, and every other black guy in my life a big, loud, fuck you, by having a white boyfriend. Chris didn't pull us over. He didn't shoot Khalil. But am I betraying who I am by dating him? I need to figure this out. Oh my God, that's sickening, says Haley. She stopped recording to watch the basketball game. They're not even trying. They're really not. The ball sails past the hoop from an attempted shot by Bridget Holloway. Either homegirl's hand-eye coordination is way off, or she missed that on purpose. Because now Jackson Reynolds is showing her how to shoot. Basically, he's all up on her, and shirtless. I don't know what's worse, Haley says. The fact that they're going soft on them because they're girls, or that the girls are letting them go soft on them. Equality in basketball, right, Hales? Maya says with a wink. Yes. Wait, she eyes Maya suspiciously. Are you making fun of me, or are you serious, Shorty? Both, I say, leaning back on my elbows, my belly pooching out my shirt, a food baby. We just left lunch, and the cafeteria had fried chicken. One of the foods Williamson gets right. It's not even a real game, Hales, I tell her. Nope, Maya pats my stomach. When are you due? Same day as you. Aw, we can raise our food offspring as siblings. I know, right? I'm naming mine Fernando, I say. Why Fernando? Maya asks. Dunno. It sounds like a food baby name, especially when you roll the R. I can't roll my R's. She tries, but she makes some weird noise, spit flying, and I'm cracking up. Haley points at the game, Look at that. It's that whole play like a girl mindset that male gender uses to belittle women when we have as much athleticism as they do.
Oh my Lord. She's seriously upset over this.
Take the ball to the hole! She hollers to the girls.
Maya catches my eye, hers glimmering sneakily, and it's middle school deja vu.
And don't be afraid to shoot the outside, Jay!
Maya shouts.
Just keep your head in the game, I say. Just keep your head in the game. And don't be afraid to shoot the outside, Jay,
Maya sings.
Just get your head in the game, I sing.
We bust out with Get Your Head in the Game from High School Musical. It'll be stuck in my head for days. We were obsessed with the movies around the same time as our Jonas Brothers obsession. Disney took all our parents' money. We're loud with it now. Haley's trying to glare at us. She snorts.
Come on!
She gets up and pulls me and Maya up too.
Get your head in this game.
I'm thinking, oh, so you can drag me to play basketball during one of your feminist rages, but you can't follow my Tumblr because of Emmett Till? I don't know why I can't make myself bring it up. It's Tumblr. But then, it's Tumblr.
Hey, Haley says, we want to play.
No, we don't, Maya mutters. Haley nudges her. I don't want to play either. But for some reason, Haley makes decisions and Maya and I follow along. It's not like we planned it to be this way. Sometimes the shit just happens and one day you realize there's a leader among you and your friends. And it's not you.
Come on in, ladies.
Jackson beckons us into the game.
There's always room for pretty girls. We'll try not to hurt you.
Haley looks at me. I look at her. And we have the same deadpan expression that we've had mastered since fifth grade. Mouths slightly open, eyes ready to roll at any moment.
All righty then, I say. Let's play.
Three on three, Haley says as we take our positions. Girls versus boys, half court, first to 20. Sorry, ladies, but me and my girls are gonna handle this one, okay? Bridget gives Haley some serious stank eye. She and her friends move to the sideline. The dance party stops and those guys come over, Chris included. He whispers something to Tyler, one of the boys who played in the previous game. Chris takes Tyler's place on the court. Jackson checks the ball to Haley. I run around my guard, Garrett, and Haley passes to me. No matter what's going on when Haley, Maya, and I play together, it's rhythm, chemistry, and skill rolled into a ball of amazingness. Garrett's guarding me, but Chris runs up and elbows him aside. Garrett goes,
"The hell, Bryant?" "I've got her," Chris says.
He gets in his defensive stance. We're eye to eye as I dribble the ball.
Hey,
he says. Hey, I do a chest pass to Maya, who's wide open for a jump shot. She makes it. 2-0.
Good job, Yang,
says Coach Myers. She's come out her office. All it takes is a hint of a real game, and she's in coaching mode. She reminds me of a fitness trainer on a reality TV show. She's petite, yet muscular, and God, that woman can yell. Garrett's at the baseline with the ball. Chris runs to get open. Stomach full, I have to push harder to stay on him. We're hip to hip, watching Garrett try to decide who to pass to. Our arms brush, and something in me is activated. My senses are suddenly consumed by Chris. His legs look so good in his gym shorts. He's wearing Old Spice, and even just from that little brush, his skin feels so soft.
I miss you, he says.
No point in lying. I miss you too. The ball sails his way. Chris catches it. Now I'm in my defensive stance, and we're eye to eye again as he dribbles. My gaze lowers to his lips. They're a little wet and begging me to kiss them. See, this is why I can never play ball with him. I get too distracted.